money. Is there science to that, or is it all rigged? Andrew Thompson is a journalist who writes for Business Insider. They do the important economic work of making sure we get value for our money, even in arcades. Andrew Thompson, how much money have you spent doing research over the last few weeks on whether the claw machines are legit or are they bogus?
I think stories of national importance is a better way to define these articles. But I spent about $100 in arcade machines before I realized that whether I spent $100 or $500, I was going to lose anyway.
I hope you're a good claim back from Business Insider, owned by Naspers, who has the money to reimburse you of that $100.
No, it is a donation of kind from my part.
So the important business and the important state important business of are these legitimate, or are they meant to simply just take your money? A slot machines for kids, if you want to call it.
Yeah, I think that's the best definition I've heard, actually, is that my research into them is that they are essentially slot machines for kids, that the odds and the chances of winning are entirely controlled by the house. Whether a machine owner wants to be generous by allowing the claw to actually work, or whether he wants to be cynical and let it drop at the very last minute and make you pay more and more money to try and get the sort of the $2 sort of stuffed toy at the bottom, is entirely up to the claw machine owner. And I think what was interesting is there are two sides. There's one side who says obviously they're rigged and you know, like, find more important news to write about. And then there are other people who are sitting there telling me that they're convinced they have a strategy and a skill to win every stuffed toy out the machine. Although the latter, when I quiz them a little bit, always say it's usually after about 50 or 60 rand of spending on the machine, and that's part of the scam.
So how many arcade owners spoke to you and agreed to give you the inside scoop on whether the claw machines are rigged or not?
Well, unsurprisingly, precisely zero. The three people that I spoke to about it all refused to go on the record and all acted very coy when they realized I wasn't about to talk about the joys of arcades and was more about to talk about the cynical money-making side of them. So no one was actually willing to talk on the record. Some downplayed it and pretended that it was not an important part of their arcades, even though my visits to several around the city show that they're pretty big features. I think of any one type of machine, they're probably the most prominent on arcade floors, which I think says a lot. And I think people should just be a little bit aware that that the $6 to $12 that they're spending every time to try and get a toy that's probably worth about $3 is not worth it for the toy, but it's worth it if you want to have the thrill of the chase.
But whether you're a kid of 12 or you're a grown up of 52, at some point you realize the house always wins. As I agree, this is probably the most important story that I will talk about today. But of course I know the house always wins. And the sooner you realize that, you know, the sooner you'll have a more pleasant, healthier, productive and peaceful life.
Yeah, I think that's a very philosophical way to look at it. I think the more cynical side is that these claw machines in particular are programmed and entirely programmable to beat you every single time until the machine has made enough profit. And I think so, sure, the house always wins. And I think if you can make peace with that, it's great. But I think it's also good to step back and realize how not everything is fun jingles and you know, cute stuffed toys. It's quite a nefarious way to make money, I think, in the scheme of things. Like you say, a bit like a slot machine for children.
So if we can draw that distinction as claw machines being slot machines for kids, there's a certain risk involved that you lose your money based on the hope that based on your presumed skill, you will win something. That is a form of gambling. Does South Africa's gambling legislation then cover the difference between, you know, a one-armed bandit at a casino and the claw at your local arcade?
Well, that's what I was so interested in, because our gambling laws are so tightly regulated and, you know, even though those are total games of chance as well and the odds are against you, it's well regulated, whereas these claw machines sit everywhere from garage forecourts to arcades and shopping malls, and often alongside casinos, and have zero regulation. And that zero regulation comes from from broken machines, which I saw many of, that the claws were actually so damaged that they weren't even ever going to pick up a toy, even if the machine wanted to. Right through to, you know, no regulation around the prize amounts, maintenance, win ratios, and letting people know that actually these aren't games of skill. They're actually games of total chance that favor the house.
I promise you it's the real conversation you can have around the dinner table tonight. Andrew Thompson, writer for Business Insider, essays, piece, most claw machines in SA arcades can and probably are rigged. Your thoughts, 021-446-0567.